meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist, Maroon 5 is here tonight. Adam Levine, James Valentine. Good to see you guys.
Hello.
How you doing, man?
Good to see you.
We've never met before.
No, but I saw you guys 4 or 5 years ago when you were doing your speaking tour. When you came through the University of Nebraska, where I was a student at the time.
Yeah.
The Lead Center. Do you guys remember?
At the Johnny Carson Theater or
That's
something.
Right.
Remember
that?
Really? Remember I don't remember that much.
Remember we were lurking around the back trying to find a way in?
The usual
fare.
Got picked up by the co-ed with the hatchback hamper.
we were across the street.
Was that the one?
No, we were across the street at the hotel. But they're like, come on.
No, I mean at the airport. We got picked up at the airport with the hamper.
Yes.
By a student?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we used to, it was, and this is not going to be about us, fellas. It's going to be about Maroon 5. But let's just say this. We used to do these college speaking tours, and because we had horrible management, that we would never get an actual driver. The kids who were part of the college speaking board, whatever, committee, would come pick you up. And for some comical reason, and Drew, stop me if I'm exaggerating one iota. The person that would pick us up or was in charge of transportation of the group oftentimes didn't have a car.
Routinely.
Routinely didn't have a car. Routinely didn't have a car. They had the roommate's car. They had the roommate's car.
Whoever they could borrow a car from.
Yeah, whoever they could borrow a car from. Mostly two doors. Mostly early 80s, late 70s Japanese hatchback.
6 weeks worth of laundry.
Hampers and stuff. And we'd show up. We'd, luggage, standing at the airport wearing overcoats. And it's like, I would always stuff Drew into the back of the car pushing the hamper side. Apologetic oftentimes for the. But it's like. Not a van, nothing on campus. No official anything. Nothing with the Nebraska, with the Cornhuskers sticker on the side of it. The logo, zero. No, I remember. That was
a big deal. I mean, Lincoln, never gets anything like that. The auditorium was packed.
Yeah, it was
everyone
a big
was
event.
Really excited. It was Hollywood.
It was like 3,000 people that thing. Remember that? It was huge.
Pappy, let's go down and see those Loveline boys.
Yeah. Now, how was it? Be honest. Don't sugarcoat it.
It was great. You guys, somebody asked a question about, there was this girl who was dating a Mormon guy, and she asked this question about it, and I was raised Mormon. So I was, I was relating to this question, and I was sitting next to my girlfriend at the time, and she was like, I think, you're messed up because of that.
So you messed up his game, basically.
You messed me,
screwed him up.
Well done.
Screwed it up.
It's always bad when you're watching something with the old lady that hits home for you.
Yeah.
Like, he wants to be intimate, but then he wants to finish on me. And you're like going, oh, crap. You know when they hit you and Dr. Phil's going, well, does he have a tumor? And you're like going, let's change the channel. Like, once in a while, like most of the stuff they talk about, it got nothing to do with you, but once in a while they get you. Like they get right in your wheelhouse, and it seems, or they talk about some infidelity that maybe you had or some situation, whatever it is, it some mirrors history. You. And it's always weird whether you talk, do you bring it up? Like, do you
It doesn't even matter, they still feel it.
They feel it.
And they make you feel it, too.
And you feel it, too, but do you say anything, or you just kind of look down? And you want to change the channel, but if you do it too quickly, it seems desperate and guilty.
Don't you get the, you see?
Oh, well, yeah, I do. Yeah. I do get the.
Even the words, just the looks.
No, you get the explicit, you see. I remember that theater had a huge, huge, wide, with no aisle, right?
No, it was
no
a big
aisle
deal.
In the middle, right?
No,
giant.
When they built that, that was a huge deal because Lincoln
so
was lacking in a proper performance.
I totally
venue.
Understand. Like when you get annoyed when we talk about LA, how alienating it is for you. I'm feeling that right now.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Right, because Adam, you're from Los Angeles.
I'm from here, man. Born and raised, and like what? Los Angeles, 310-2323. Like
and really,
two Adams were separated at birth. I think Adam was just talking about the lack of accuracy of any of the available tests to measure intelligence.
Absolutely.
Of course, they don't measure intelligence. They measure just what you learned at school.
Mm.
And as both of you didn't attend school,
Oh right,
I attended school. I just wasn't paying attention.
Adam went to a school, but it wasn't.
Where'd you go? What school did you go to?
I went to Brentwood, which is very, very preppy and very focused on, or not focused on education as much as focused on grades.
I spoke at Brentwood. Is that the one down?
You probably did. It's really
beautiful.
Pretty. It's gorgeous. Yeah.
Is it a public? Like, once in a while you see these public schools and you go, wow, is this a private college?
It's private, but it's
nice.
Yeah, it's really, really
nice. It's by OJ's house.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I know it sounds morbid, but that's I went to North Hollywood High. So, like, whenever there's some tragedy to school, like Columbine, and they're going through. Well, it was at the mezzanine level of the library. I'm always like, what is this? It's three stories worth of library with a whole glass facade and an elevator. Like, we had stuff with wheels on it.
My girlfriend went to Columbine.
Really?
She graduated a year before.
Wow.
Interesting.
Wow. Bad tragedy, but a great looking, amazing looking school.
Yeah. Well, no, there's that. It's a gorgeous school.
Colorado. It's like a college.
Suburban.
All right. Well, it's a pretty small world, right? I mean, Columbine's got to be, 3,000 students?
It's not big. But it's public. I don't think it's a private school, though. It's public, which is surprising.
That's the part I was angry about. Private, I don't mind. The Brentwood's beautiful campus. Somebody pays to go there. The kids at these beautiful schools, the public ones, nothing.
Why not North Hollywood?
Why not me? Yeah. Asphalt everywhere. Half the bungalows have wheels on them. That's where they send the stupid kids out to the wheeled bungalows. I don't know what it is. It's like, hey, get used to staying in places that have wheels.
No,
because you'll
like
be living in a trailer.
That's
zone.
Right. That's exactly right.
Be nice, smooth transition.
It's a trailer trash room.
You go right from the temporary bungalows, maybe into some makeshift work camp, and then right into your trailer. There you go. That's where you'll die.
I invented a new word. If you notice,
what?
The trailer trash room instead of the trailer classroom.
It's always bad, too. Like, my buddy, the Wheeze, had this. It's bad when you're in high school and you have one teacher. Like, that's a bad sign. Like, Mr. Sapanzi teaches. Yeah, well, I got him all day long. I got him all day. Yeah, no, 8 o'clock to 3:30. Same guy. Yeah,
Wheeze had that?
I think he did, yeah.
Ooh,
I think
it's worse than you.
They let him out the auto shop, and then it was right there.
That's worse than you, isn't it? Or they just had no hope for you.
No, I had no hope. I had no hope. I still have no home, but I'm literally a millionaire, so it's great.
That's awesome.
We're going to hear something off the CD. I think we're going to hear it in the first hour here, yes? Cool. Maybe even the first break, Drew.
All right.
So I'm looking at this piece of paper. Do you know, let's see. Last week, their single hit the number one on the top 40 Hot AC and Modern AC at the same time.
Number one.
That's what it sounded like. And are there any? Oh, you doing Leno on today's show? Oh, next month.
Yeah.
Okay, I saw Leno and then I saw today, and I thought, huh? And then I did the math, but see, I wasn't a good student, so I could barely do that math. All right, Drew. Oh, and out with John Mayer, who was in here a couple months back.
Yeah, John Mayer here.
Yes,
man, he loves to talk.
He's a good talker.
He is a good talker.
Yeah, he's he likes the ladies. I remember that. Let's see, I remember he's tall. He's a better looking in person. And he loves the ladies. And he's got a good vocabulary.
Yeah? Very, very intelligent and very articulate.
He is.
Smart. Yeah. Well, and it comes across in his music, I would say. Tom?
Yes.
You're 22?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Yes, I have a question. The last 3 months, I've been dating this girl. And recently, we finally had sex for the first time. And I found out that I was a pre-ejaculator. Mm-hmm. And
now, was that... Were you contacted via the mail, or is it just something you learned on the job?
This is something I learned on the job.
All right.
And then what else happened is as we were doing it, it was pretty quick, and then it started going down rapidly, like really quick. And then we started doing it again, and it wouldn't go back up at all.
Mm-hmm.
And
you lost your virginity last month. You're 22.
Huh?
You lost your virginity at 22?
Yes.
You're gay.
True, please.
Oh.
Are you into the... Do you like the fellas at all?
No, not at all.
Not at all?
Oh. Nope.
You don't want to protest too much. Like when people say, hey, what, am I into dudes? I'm like, yeah. Nah, not right. I guess
you're
not.
You're cool, but not.
Yeah, I'm not against them.
Nope, I'm not into that. I just never really, got around, just kind of just waited, I guess, and... Anyway, so...
Well, tell me more about yourself. You sound... Huh? You're a healthy, normal person, no medical problems?
No medical problems that I know of. I mean, I'm pretty healthy.
Mm-hmm. Well, how tall are you?
I'm 5'5".
Because I go down that path because you sound younger than 22.
Oh, yeah?
It makes me wonder if you sort of have any developmental issues or if maybe some of this sexual dysfunction is related to something biological.
But,
and maybe the reason that you had no drive to lose your virginity is part of some biological issue.
Yeah, that could be.
We talk to 14-year-olds who have lost their virginity, and they're like,
yeah,
Drew.
Yeah.
Stabbing some ass. I wrote my chopperoo over to Dad's condo, and I was banging this 7th grader for a while. I got a lot of smoke. And that's what the 14-year-olds sound like who are getting laid, so maybe the 22-year-olds who aren't getting laid sound like the 14-year-olds. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that could be, but it's just difficult because now we, want to do it quite often.
Hold on. Or he's 15, it's about what's called.
Okay, Drew's spidey sense has been tingling this entire show. Yes, Drew?
Yes, this entire call.
The entire call.
Yeah.
And Drew's not normally wrong.
I'm not wrong with this something up.
He's not wrong. Yeah. He's wrong about everything, actually, but not... Some kind of bizarre turn of events. He's never wrong with this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then on the other hand, he's a diminutive guy. He's 5'5".
But maybe there's some biological developmental issue.
All right,
Tom. Ah, we busted him.
No, he's going to come back. Really?
Yeah. There he is, Tom.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
All right. So you're 5'5". How much you weigh?
I weigh 175.
Uh-huh. And are your parents very tall?
My dad is pretty tall, but my mom is really short.
Do you masturbate? Were you masturbating regularly before this whole experience?
Do what?
Do you masturbate regularly?
At least once a day.
At least once a day.
Mm-hmm. Right,
well, maybe so you back off. Yeah, just back off that a little bit, and
and
this should take care of itself, I suspect. Because this is first time out. Yeah. All kinds of things.
Hey, is this your girlfriend you're doing it with?
Yeah, it is.
All right. Well, you work it in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just figure it out.
Don't even worry about it. Do not even worry about it. This will take care of itself.
Yeah, because I worry because, we keep doing it every so often, and it just
amazing.
Seems like it just doesn't want to go up at all.
Adam, you got anything to say? No?
I don't know. I think it's strange because I lost my virginity when I was 15, and it was difficult because I was so unbelievably nervous. And I think that can be a big thing, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you sound kind of nervous, too.
Yeah, but it's nervous because this is a bogus call. I don't buy this for a second.
Really?
Yeah, some
people, I've said this, they don't sound sincere. It's like Keanu Reeves. You can't believe anything they say.
Yeah.
They just sound, everything sounds like bad acting out of their mouths.
Right.
I don't know. Was
he just want to, hang out and talk to us, though? I mean, you know what I mean?
It just didn't add up to me. It's not even about how he sounds. It's just the score didn't add up. All right, whatever. Anyway, if indeed this is the real thing, and if indeed he doesn't have any biological problems, and the fact that he can masturbate every day suggests he does not, and his mom is short stature, and so is he.
Mm-hmm.
Just relax. It'll take care of itself. First time out, all kinds of things happen. But now, by the way, he changed the story midstream.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about first time out, and we're going to want to do it very often. And then we came back, and he said, we're trying it all the time, and it won't go up.
But so, didn't he say he was a premature ejaculator, though?
He's first time out, so.
But that doesn't count.
Right. Give him one chance to tell us it's bogus.
Come on, Drew. Just tell Drew he's right, would you, please?
Yep.
Say it's bogus.
Is it bogus?
No.
Okay. Drew, would you shut up? Just why do we have to have your mic on all the time? What about that foam
you
wanted to get you?
Even more about the
No, look, if I shut your mic, I would just have you here. Yeah, I mean, first off, shows need mascots. You know what I mean?
It'd be great. I could just stick an actual Cigar Store Indian here.
Yeah.
And walk out.
No, I like knowing you're here. Okay. And plus, we do have nice walks to the bathroom during the break.
Okay, yeah, keep you entertained.
All right.
I'm not entertained. I'm just a receptacle for your wisdom.
Thank you.
Genius.
That sounds gay, Drew, being a receptacle for my wisdom. Sally?
Yes.
You're 18?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Are you bulimic?
Yes.
All right.
What's up?
I was calling. I suppose this is a call for Dr. Drew. I've had a problem with bulimia for a while now, perhaps since I was 11 or so.
Has it ever been? You've been treated, right?
No, sir.
Never been treated.
I've never come forward with it, really.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, it's gonna come forward on its own when you start having heart problems and bone problems.
Well, wait a minute. No, wait. She stopped. Now, hold on a second. Can you stay? You don't believe if someone said, "Look, I had a problem with alcohol." And I stopped. Let's say I had a problem with speed, and I stopped. You'd say, "Well, unless you're getting treatment, you're just putting it off.
Yeah, yeah.
You're kidding yourself."
Bulimia does.
How about bulimia?
Bulimia can remit for long periods of time.
What does that mean?
It can go away for a long time, but a long period of time.
Can you quit? Can you stop it?
You can't quit spontaneously. It happens, but it will come back again. It will always reemerge. But her thing
always?
Is...
Always? 10 years
very,
later?
Very routinely reemerge. But doesn't need to necessarily be very active again.
All right.
But she's describing activity since 11.
Yeah, but she hasn't stopped, Sally? You haven't stopped?
I try to stop, and maybe, a month will go by or something like that. I usually spend, 3 months at a time.
All right, so you will get very, very serious medical problems eventually. You'll have fertility problems. You'll stop ovulating. You will have heart problems. Potentially your heart can stop. You'll lose the enamel on your teeth. You'll get esophageal problems. And this just to name a few.
That's all from throwing up?
That's all from throwing up. Your body does not function in those circumstances. It really creates serious issues.
I've intended to get help once I go to college and I have a little more freedom and financial freedom and so forth.
And that's why the vomiting, too, by the way, is because everyone is so down your throat in your family.
You have, intrusive parents?
You might say that. I'm not at home really much. I'm at boarding school.
Mm. Yeah, that's what happened to Adam. They sent him away to Brentwood School. They tried to buy him off. He wouldn't go for it. He rebelled and started a band.
Exactly.
Got laid at 15. Showed them. All right, Sally.
Yes.
All right, so your parents have money. They sent you away to boarding school. You don't feel the connection with them, and they need you to be perfect, right?
Yeah, you might say that.
All right. Well...
sort of the bulimic recipe.
Right. So now you're going to go off to college.
Yes.
Where are you going to go to college?
Boston University.
Okay. I bet they have some services there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
They have a medical school. They have lots of services for students. Take advantage of it immediately. Okay?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you just said.
I said BU has a medical school. They have lots of student services. Take advantage of them immediately as soon as you get there. And
Thank you very much.
You're going to need help with, okay?
What's the worst time to have bulimia? If you had 5 years, maybe the worst 5 years, like 10 to 15?
Yeah.
So that when your body's changing, growing?
Yeah, and it's also, the earlier the onset, the more profound the pathology. It really suggests really serious mental health problems.
But just from a pure physical standpoint. Okay. And by the way, do you get screwed up permanently? I mean, if you have some bone density problem like that?
You can have permanent vascular problems. You can have permanent heart problems. You can have permanent esophageal problems.
It's really bad on the teeth, too,
the
right?
Teeth can be eroded, and you can have permanent infertility.
Mm.
You can have ovarian failure.
Mm. And is it the acid coming back up? Is it you not getting the nutrients that you need? Is it all those things?
It's not just the acid. It's the content of the fluid that you're chronically losing, and the kidney's trying to hang on to them.
Oh, really?
And yeah, you lose.
But it's not the heaving.
It's not the actual. It's not not the stress of the heaving. Although that does erode the esophagus and the teeth.
Yeah,
good times, huh?
I'm always amazed, when people tell you they haven't vomited because of booze, or maybe once because of booze. Adam, never?
I haven't vomited since I was 9 years old.
Really?
And I've had plenty to drink since.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, I drink. And this is actually a really bizarre thing.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't even felt, the last time I felt nauseated, I was walking out of a movie theater when I was 9 years old, and I had just seen a really bad motorcycle accident. And I got really sick. And that
outside
was the last
of the
time.
Theater?
And that was, literally outside. Right. I had, gummy bears in the movie theater, and I was a kid, and I barfed it all up. And that was literally the last time I even felt the slightest bit nauseated.
Wow.
Well, you're missing something very
it's great.
Exciting and
extremely
big,
lucky.
Important
it's
human
freeing,
experience.
Man. Oh, it's freeing. So awful.
Yeah.
And no, it's strange, man. I mean, maybe I just don't pass that, especially with drinking, maybe I just don't pass that threshold. But I do, man.
Yeah,
I've gotten wasted before.
I've seen you raging drunk.
Yeah. But
you just, and when you go to bed, the bed's not spinning around?
In high school, I used to dig that. I'd be like, wee, this sounds great. I had no problem with it. It's just a bizarre personality.
Let's hear a song.
Yeah, let's hear a song.
In honor of Adam's heavyweight status. Dueling Adam's heavyweight status.
That's pretty good. This Adam is...
But you're still heavyweight.
I vomited, though, because of alcohol, probably into the 40s, maybe. Yeah,
that's good.
You're supposed to feel better afterwards, and I have felt the pain of a really bad hangover. So I'm sure it would have relieved me a few times.
I'm not sure what it does for the hangover. I don't know that it helps the hangover that much. It just actually makes you feel better in the moment. It probably takes a little something off the hangover. Drew, What do you, any? You don't know? Drew was a Coke guy. He don't know. he's into the booger sugar. I'm into the booze.
Remember that dude at the airport? Like the little kid when we were walking on the escalator?
Oh.
We were just at the airport and this kid was kind of standing on the escalator and just looked really uncomfortable. And there was a lot of people going through customs and so many people. And the poor kid was everywhere, man. It projected all over everybody around him.
Everybody got some loving.
Paper with my kids is... They were running to Chuck E. Cheese, running to the entrance. They were so excited. Got so excited. Douglas just spewed all over the entrance.
Yeah.
Just all over the glass
who's gotta
window,
take care of
over
that?
The front door.
True. You got to tip someone out pretty good who's going to take care of that.
Are you kidding? No one could get in or out. They took care of it fast.
I'm just saying, get right into the pocket. Would you, buddy? The Guatemalan kid with the squeegees got to look after your kids? Come on. All right, everybody. Maroon 5. Let's hear something. Songs About Jane, name of the CD. Queued up there, Chris. This one's called This Love. In the studio tonight, Adam and James both here. Songs About Jane, name of the CD. We're going to take a quick break. And then, Drew, we're going to come back, talk to Stephanie. Thinks her husband is gay, and they're getting a divorce.
Mm.
That's titillating.
Awesome.
Yeah, all that after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Adam and James both here from Maroon 5. Songs About Jane, name of the CD. Now, when we left off, we were going to talk to Stephanie, who's 24. Stephanie?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. I'm going through a really hard time right now because I'm going through a divorce from somebody, my husband, who we're married for 4 years.
Can you speak up a little bit?
Okay.
It's funny how when you're divorced, you usually are divorcing from your
husband. Okay.
Oh, from your husband.
Right now. My husband and me, we were married for 4 years. But when we were married, he would never make love to me. It would be like once every 8 months. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't tell me the reason why. It was weird because we met off the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were talking for 2 months over the phone. And it was like a community where of these Asian people where we know each other. It's a small community, so all the like parents know each other. So they kind of knew his family, kind of. So we met and we dated for a year. And, you know, it was normal. He, you know, he was good to me. He loved me, everything.
Was he involved sexually with you during that year?
Yeah, we were like a normal couple. Mm-hmm. And then,
what did that mean to you guys? How often were you having sex?
Like every time we see each other. Okay, when we first met each other, we didn't do anything for like 3 months. Okay, and then like you know, you get to know each other, you fall in love, whatever, you do all that.
Well, hold on. If Drew doesn't cut himself a slice in the first 3 days, he's out. He's gone.
Well,
forget about 3 months.
Well,
he's a doctor.
Okay,
you understand?
He was my first everything.
Pager goes off. So does he. You know what I'm saying?
And anyway, so then we fell in love. We got married. We did the whole white wedding, everything. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, it was going to be the same, like when we were dating. But then,
all right, hold on. Did we find out at all how he was sexually?
No, I did not get it. Just that they were normal, whatever that is.
Right. You wanted to know when they first started going out or became intimate.
What was the rhythm?
What was the rhythm?
Yeah.
Once a week, twice a week.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Yeah.
She said they didn't do anything for 3 months.
And then she advanced to the wedding.
Right. Stephanie.
Uh-huh.
Did you guys ever have what you would call normal sex life?
He was my first everything, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's
right,
what we're trying to figure out.
Don't they have like what magazines do they read, Drew?
They?
No, I mean women.
Oh, Cosmo.
You ever read Cosmo?
I did, but
oh, you mean you thought
okay,
of an Asians?
I had parents who were straight,
no, they don't
so
read magazines. They read technical manuals. They just it's all no pictures. No advertisements, just schematics, just folding schematics, just equations you and I couldn't understand. That's a tip of the hat to the people. Stephanie?
Uh-huh.
All right, so would you tell us how many times a week you guys humped, please?
Okay, we didn't do it for like, okay, he went and touched me.
All right. Just goddamn tell. Drew, I would like to kill
maybe
myself.
Maybe it was because it was once.
No, whatever she's it is, we have no idea.
They're having a normal. She was saying at the beginning.
She was going back into we didn't do it for 3 months. That's what she was launching back into again.
All right.
What I'm talking about, when we got married.
Stephanie, stop.
Okay.
Stop.
When
you started having sex, after that 3 month moratorium, after that 3 month period where you didn't, how often would you have sex with him?
Okay, when we were dating.
Just answer the question. No explanation, no nothing.
Okay.
After you started.
Once you started, how often?
Every time we saw each other.
How
long? Every time we saw each other, once a week.
Once a week.
Oh, do you see how long? Even trying to squeeze that in with every time we saw each other. Who the hell knows how often that is?
Stephanie, how do you expect us to know how often you saw each other?
I was going to tell you this, but you guys were being whatever.
This is why they're not having sex.
All right, what happened?
This is why they're not having sex.
Okay.
Why?
So,
because Stephanie's got a personality problem.
You got a personality No, you wouldn't admit it.
Uh-uh.
What?
All right, keep going.
Okay, so anyways.
By the way, are you proud of the fact that it took us 15 goddamn minutes to find out how often you guys boink?
I told you already.
Yeah, on our 28th try, it came out.
Mm-hmm.
How dare you waste my valuable time? All right, so anyway, he dumped you, and now
he hasn't dumped yet.
Not yet?
Having sex.
All right.
And therefore, the divorce followed.
Yeah, when we got married, he just would never, like, want to do anything with me.
All right.
Well, here's the deal. Whatever it is, it has very little to do with that. That's just the symptom.
Do you think he's gay?
I don't know. I think so, because I found dildos and stuff, and I would ask him, like, what is all this for? And he said, oh, it's for you. And I said, well, if it was for me, why didn't you use it on me?
Good point.
And he's just like, well, then use it.
Well,
and I would be
see,
like,
I would love
just
to hear
imagine the communication.
What is his version of that story? I would love to hear his version.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's not what happened.
Were they still in the package?
Yeah, this is what happened. We came down to see my family, and then he would tell me, I'm going to go to the gun store, and, like, you can stay and spend time with your mom. And I said, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
So then we came home, and I did his laundry. I found a receipt, and it was like, it had like it was like magazines, nudie magazines, and novelty. And I asked him. I said, you know, what is this receipt for? When did you go to the porno store? You're not even doing it with me. Why would you go there and buy the stuff? And then he pulled out the toy and said, oh, well, here, it's for you. And I said, if it was for me, it's been 3 days. You would have used it on me right away if you were, you know, if you wanted to be with me.
This is not about the sex, Stephanie.
I would have used it on her, but whamp, right on the head.
El Kabong.
El Kabong with like the 6D cell batteries, just pow.
El
Dilbong. El Dilbong. Pow. I'm a kisser. Oh, what a ball buster.
Yeah, this is the problem.
Let me tell you something about the Asian ladies. And, you know, I don't like the stereotype.
Oh, yeah, I know that about you.
They're usually quiet. You get that Mrs. Livingston type from Courtship of Eddie's Father. But once that mouth starts going, look out. Now you got the dragon lady. There's no in between. You know what I mean? Once you get that, that's trouble. So you got to find one who just doesn't talk at all. Because once they get going, they don't stop. And they're tough, too. The tough ladies.
Yeah, Stephanie's got something going on.
Stephanie has something going on. I'm sure her man has something going on, too.
I'm sure, because that's how they found each other.
Yeah. All right, so they're getting a divorce. They don't have any kids. Stephanie, no children, right?
Yeah, we don't have any kids. How come we have kids? He never made love to me. Hello?
Okay. All right, sorry.
Well, excuse me, he never did?
Well, the four years we were married.
Yeah, but, okay. The point is you don't have children.
Yeah.
You're angry and a little screwed up. I'm sure he's even worse than you are. This is a good time to break clean. You have no children. And then get a little therapy. Take a few years off. A lot of therapy.
Yeah, yeah. What's he into guns about?
What'd you say?
Why is he into guns?
Because, I don't know. He just had this fascination with guns and stuff. And he would kind of pull it out and be like,
I got to keep the blacks away from the liquor storage room.
Okay, what?
Come on. Listen, Stephanie.
Yeah.
That was very racist for him.
No kidding.
Well, that's when an Asian's getting the guns, that they're looking to protect the liquor store. That's all I'm saying. Stephanie.
Yeah?
I'm sorry you had to hear that. Now listen to me. Get some therapy.
Do you think it was my fault, though, Doctor?
No.
It has nothing to do with the sex. Everything to do with...
But I feel ugly. I feel sexually like...
You're fine.
Yeah, it's everything to do with the relationship and the kinds of emotional... What's going on emotionally with you two is why there's no physical relationship.
No kids. And you made a mistake. Yeah. You move on.
Here's the deal, Stephanie. Unless you work on yourself a bit, you're going to find another guy just like your husband. Or, which is probably what you're actually, you go out and find some guy that beats the crap out of you.
Really?
Because that's the other version of this.
And don't meet guys over the internet.
No.
That's the lesson. Silk?
Hey, what's happening, Adam?
You're 15. You have a question for the band?
Yep. Oh, all right. Wait, Adam, before I forget, I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. Since it's coming up in a few days.
No, yeah, it's not yet.
Whatever.
Go on or something,
although you wouldn't know it if you checked the K-Rock birthday calendar, because ironically, we were just talking to Stephanie on the phone. If you look at May 27th, when it actually is my birthday, you'll see a name that's really unpronounceable. True, go ahead. It's a slap in the face. It's a slap in the face. There's a whole laminated sheet that says May birthdays. Actually, one of them says, you already celebrated my birthday. Someone actually wrote on there, my birthday was last month.
It's April,
not this month, too. Under my birthday?
Nothing.
Unknown temp is in there.
Man. It's horrible.
It's not forgotten. Not forgotten. Silk?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Happy birthday, you're not special.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, I have, of course, a question for Maroon 5. Mm-hmm. And I want to know who came up with the album title, which is songs about Jane, and like who Jane is.
Wow. I thought I would avoid this one on this show.
Yeah, nobody's ever asked that question. Wow.
Yeah. That's actually a commonly asked question. Jane is my ex-girlfriend, and I wrote a lot of songs about her, obviously, over a period of time in my life. And you know, I felt like when it was time to name the record, it was just kind of the most sincere way to label it, just because it was really...
How does she feel about it?
Appropriate.
Do you talk? Does she care?
Well, I asked her a long time ago, which was kind of still around the time that we were talking. I asked her permission, because I knew that I would have to be talking about her a lot, and she was flattered and totally happy with it. I don't know if that's changed over time.
Did you dump her? She dumped you.
We kind of parted ways, actually. It was pretty.
We talked to
everything's
Drew
pretty copacetic.
So he got dumped.
No, yeah, no kidding.
He's
of course.
Kids in denial.
Had to sing all the songs about
him. Bring it up.
But you know, their song, before. Their album is called
I got
About
some more
Jane.
Asian jokes. Actually.
Yours is going to be about my young Joo Yoon.
Yeah. Here's, by the way, May 27th, right there on the K Rock, who's having a birthday this month. by the way, how many names are on this goddamn thing? How many days? What are there? Are there how many days in May?
20.
They're 31. They're at least 20 names on there. Amy Stevens, a dear friend of ours, had to put a note last month. Everybody, they're trying to actually give her a second birthday. But no, I got my young Joo Yoon on where my birthday is. And by the way, it's someone no one has heard of in the building.
That's horrible.
An unknown employee has taken the place. And by the way, I am the crown. The jewel in the crown of K-Rock.
You're the bread and butter of K-Rock.
You keep the lights on.
You're the cash register.
That's right. You see this? This is the cash register.
You don't need it. You don't need it, man. You don't need the recognition. It's all right.
I know. I'm better. I'm better than it. Yeah, I mean, exactly. I don't need it.
If they didn't want to embarrass you. They might have called you out, made you feel...
But you understand, you know. I bat clean up at this station, Drew. And this is a bat girl or boy.
It's laminated, too.
Oh, yeah, sticking to things.
But it's laminated. That's pretty professional for just a birthday.
Someone
list.
Gave it some thought, and I still can't figure out the gender of this person that has taken my
is
very
is that where
important
the Asian
slot.
Stuff comes or are you upset
yeah that's about, why that's
obviously
just,
yeah
it's bitter
yeah I'm pretty bitter about my I don't know
so no one knows who it is really
no, not
on this side. all right so oh yeah Silk
yeah
so there you go ex-girlfriend
I like it
nobody's bitter
nope.
Good times.
All right, buddy.
It's all good.
All right, later.
All right. I like cool 15-year-old dudes.
Think how different he sounds than that 22-year-old we were talking to half an hour ago.
Yeah. That guy was like had a wind-up beanie and a spaz and Silk's. And by the way, Silk, if he's not getting laid, will be getting laid very soon. Because that's what the ladies like. They like a guy. Yeah, so like kind of like quiet confidence.
Yeah, we answered his question. It's just like, all right, later. See you. Bye.
Yeah. Yeah, they always act like, no matter who they're talking to, they're being bothered by that person. they're talking to the band. They called. He's been on hold for, how long has he been on hold? 58 minutes he's been on hold to speak to the band. Act like you
care.
Guys interrupted him. While
and he was a dude.
He was beating off.
It was a dude. It wasn't a girl.
Hey, Corolla.
What's going on?
You actually, you named Silk a long time ago for not being Silk. Don't you remember that?
I did.
Same guy?
Yeah you called
no.
him. Yeah, that's him.
I think that's a different Silk.
That's the dude, for sure.
Well, this guy is... All right, quiet down.
He said he wasn't Silky or something?
It's Engineer Anderson.
I'm just helping you out, buddy.
All right, buddy, thanks. How come whenever you help me out, it hurts my feelings? Now, pot your mic down. All right, let's thank you. Maroon 5 is here tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Adam and James are here from Maroon 5. Songs about Jane, name of the CD. And now it's time to play a little something we call Germany or Florida. Now, here's how it works. I haven't played this successfully in a while, which is all bizarre stories emanate from either Germany or Florida. All the sick, the macabre, the occult, it's all Germany or Florida. And I stumbled onto this about a year ago over at Jimmy Kimmel Live with all the writers would bring up bizarre stories. It always turned out it was either Germany or Florida. So you call in, you tell us the story, and then we guess. Is it Germany or Florida, Drew?
We don't guess. We tell them.
That's right.
It's Germany.
That's right. That's
things
right.
Are just, sick and twisted from too much theme. Sun and Nazis. Sex meth and death fetishes. Both of them have got these. Guaranteed not to bore you. Germany or Florida.
That's right. Go ahead, Nicole.
Hi, you guys. I just want to start out by saying I love the show, and I've followed you guys for a very long time. Adam and James from Maroon 5, I love your music, and here we go.
All right.
So there was a youth violence rise, and one particular
story... Do you
story,
say youth?
Yes, youth violence.
All right.
And one particular story stuck out when a pint-sized but burly 12-year-old made clear what he had in mind when he dragged a 13-year-old female classmate to a remote corner of the schoolyard after school let out. If you don't play along, I'll make you dead, he told the terrified girl. After beating her nearly unconscious, he raped her. Mm. This incident, uncovered recently by horrified teachers of a small town, would have triggered banner headlines a decade ago, but instead it was ignored and buried on the inside pages of the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
It was just another routine statistic until someone pointed it out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I gotta go Florida because of the rape element.
Yeah, Florida.
That's
not German behavior.
Germans don't rape?
They do.
They pillage, actually. Yeah. They're pillaging people.
Plundering.
They plunder. Yeah. They do stuff that starts with P. They're not our people. They don't relax and they don't rape, but they do a lot of plundering and pillaging.
It's a little
Pilates.
Stuff that's super violent is U.S.
Yeah. And it didn't get any headlines. I don't know. We're going Florida. Adam, James, now you
absolutely Florida.
You don't have to.
I trust your instincts.
It doesn't sound twisted enough for it to
Don't listen to us, though. I mean, if you want German,
well, if it was Germany, like he would have eaten her,
right?
Or something.
Yeah,
it would have been truly bizarre.
Yeah, Germany would have been not raping, would have been dismember and consume.
So I say Florida.
We're all going Florida, Nicole.
Actually, it was a small town near Munich in Germany.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Wow. So how heartwarming to know it's over there, too.
Laughing time is over.
Wow. Thanks, Nicole.
According to government data, the youth between ages 14 and 18 account for nearly 13% of the total felonies committed in Germany.
You know what, though? I think that when they said... when you quoted the person as saying, "I'll make you dead,"
yeah,
it sounded kind of German.
I got that, too.
It sounded kind of German. I was thinking maybe, but damn it.
Yeah, I just thought really stupid Floridian, you know?
Yeah. We're going to Germany in 2 weeks.
Uh-oh. Maybe they'll make us dead.
Enjoy.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, not
all right. Well, that was a big O4.
That was a good one.
It was a good one.
Yeah, very well done.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll be back. I'll tell you that.
Oh, no doubt.
And by the way, let me tell you something about me and Drew and Loveline in general. We don't sit around and lick our wounds. No.
We move
forward. We press forward. Like any champion, we get up,
Lakers,
dust ourselves off.
We'll see what happens.
We dust ourselves off. We're off the canvas in nine.
Yeah.
And we're back in fighting form. Yes, Drew?
Absolutely.
Okay.
No.
Oh, okay. We're going to take another call. You want me to just shout out more sort of...
just spaz.
Just more boxing quotes. Crystal?
Mm-hmm.
We pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps, and sometimes even underpants because it feels good. Go ahead, Crystal.
Okay, so I have a question. I'm a little concerned that I'm going to get cervical cancer. I dated a guy off and on for about 7 months. Mm-hmm. Turned out that the girl before him, he obviously had sexual relations with her. She went, long story short, she went and got her pap smear. There was abnormalities in her pap smear.
Right.
They also did like a little biopsy. She has and another test, HIV test, STD test. They did it's called a HPV test. And you have to actually ask for that. Mm-hmm. And it's a human papilloma virus.
Mm-hmm.
And it came back positive that she did have that. And the biopsy of her cervical cells showed up that they were precancerous. So I went 2 weeks ago to get my pap smear done and to get the HPV virus test. My pap smear came back fine. However, the HPV test came back positive, so it said that I was exposed to it. Right. And I've been doing reading on WebMD, talking to my doctor. I have to come back every 6 months now.
Okay, so you also know that about 50% of people your age have this.
Yeah, it's not that much.
Yeah, it said 80% like of women have it. They just don't know they have it.
Right, it's extremely common.
80% of women don't have
it. Well, her age, 50%.
80% of the women who have it don't know they have it. Maybe
she had inflammation of the uterus, and that's what, as soon as she had her pap smear, the doctor noticed it. Right. So I don't have any inflammation. I don't have any warts. I don't have any, like, herpes. I have nothing, but I am exposed to this virus.
No, you have the wart virus. You have it. You will have warts. You will
have it. Does that mean she'll necessarily have warts?
Well, not necessarily the warts. Not necessarily the warts. You have the wart. Having the warts, having the wart virus, the same thing.
Huh?
Okay. Because on WebMD, it said, like, the smaller risk is, like, the warts, and then the high risk is, like, they give you all these different numbers. So, basically,
S word. Why don't you go to finishing school, by the way?
Quit, let me talk to her again. No. Straighten this out.
Well, I got put her on hold for saying she dropped the S word.
Yeah.
Very casually, too.
It was casual.
S-ing herself.
Oh, she said she was S-ing in her pants, which I don't even know people did anymore.
Yeah.
All right. Let me, and by the way, let me yell it. Hey, listen, potty mouth.
Sorry, I'm...
Bitch!
How about you quit S-ing in your mouth?
Yeah, I know. I'm under a little bit of stress.
Crystal,
I'm sorry.
All right, straighten this out
You're talking
for
a mile a minute.
Out.
You're
let's
all right.
Straighten this out. You understand that most people your age have this.
That's what my doctor said.
Stop. If this were that big a deal, don't you think everyone, every, you know, half the women on Earth would be freaking out? The fact is, the reason you have pap smears is to prevent this from going on to forming full-blown cancer. That's why you have pap smears.
Right.
So you just keep getting your pap smear. They'll pick it up. They'll do the cryo, whatever they have to do if it shows up, and that's that.
Right.
That's
it. He also said that it can go away on its own. And my question to Dr. Rue was going to be, what are the chances, or have you heard any, like, percentages of it actually going away? I mean,
yes.
I'm 23.
Yes,
so.
Yes. It's rather common for it to go away. It takes about five years.
It'll be postmenopausal.
However, the ones that go away are the ones not typically prone to causing the cervical cancer. It's the more persistent one that causes the cervical cancer.
Are you mad at your boyfriend?
Well, he's not my boyfriend anymore. He hasn't been for a while, so
Crystal,
I mean,
you're joining your gender. It's so common. So just that's why you have pap smears. It's why you stay on top of these things.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's gonna be fine.
She drives me nuts.
Can I ask a question really quick?
Yeah.
Did you say 50% of women have what?
HPV.
Which is what?
The Bort virus.
Okay.
The virus.
Sorry, I was in and out of this conversation.
Okay. Here we go. We got a break.
Oh, we got to take a break. Drew's fired up. Every time Drew says that, it makes me think he has warts. I picture warts on your Pepe.
They're all, look, they're all over the place.
No, but mostly on your Pepe. I like to just picture your Pepe. All right, Adam and James here. Maroon 5, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Adam and James here tonight from Maroon 5. Songs about Jane, name of the CD. We'll hear something else off of the CD in this 11 o'clock hour. And until then, we'll get back to the phones. We'll speak to Ramon, who's 22. Ramon?
Hello. Ramon is here.
What's happening?
Oh, man, I got issues, my man.
Great. What's up?
All right. Well, let me just lay down the big question first. The question is, I'd like to know if a girl can have multiple orgasms and the sex not be good.
Mm.
And what this question has a story behind it.
Hmm.
Right. What do you mean by multiple orgasm?
More than
she
one.
Got off more than one time in the sequence of intercourse.
Okay, but it was one. But it wasn't the pow 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 one. It was.
I'm sorry. What's that?
Some women have. These.
Were they spread out or was it rapid
out.
Fire?
Spread out. Okay.
Spread out.
Got it.
Oh.
And here's the story.
Okay.
This is my girlfriend.
Well, hold on. Let's answer. Let's see if we can address that question first off.
Okay.
All right. Now, first off, I think if you get the pow 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 one, you could get a nutty broad who doesn't really enjoy it, is just effed up enough to sort of have every time you get in a bedroom, it's like a car accident.
Right. Yeah,
just there's crazy screaming.
Like,
and
well, they go off like rubbing candles no matter what.
Yeah, but their dad could be touching them and the same thing would happen.
Right.
They can get off with a magazine if they wanted to.
Right. But the
sit-ups.
And then, but that's that nutty thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, but if you space them out, it means you're not quite as nutty, right?
It means you can have orgasms relatively easily.
Yeah,
relatively.
So that woman, I would believe more to be enjoying the experience.
Yes, I would agree.
We would all agree on that?
Yes, I would agree with that.
All right, so far we think she's enjoying it, but keep going.
Right, that's what I was pretty sure of, personally. All right, so the problem with this story is that this is my girlfriend, and we started having sex, and I get her to orgasm, but unfortunately for me, before we got serious, she had told me about this incident she had with this one military guy about 6 months ago. She told me how he was ugly and how it meant nothing and how it hurt her feelings afterwards because the guy just wanted to bang and he was kind of a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
But now that we're together and serious, I'm thinking back, well, wait a minute, maybe this guy wasn't so bad in the sack. And now
you start mining for evidence.
Well, yeah, well, what does that mean? So
you start looking for information?
Yeah, I was. Oh. But at the time, I didn't know that I was going to get involved that seriously, so I was just kind of joking with her, like, so come on, well, was he a stud, or did you guys try this, did you guys try that? And then later on, we got serious, and then it all comes back in my face, and I'm like, well, actually, if I get you off, and you say that this guy was a jerk, and he was no good, but did you get at least finish? And then from there, she's like, well, yeah.
Yeah. What about the part where he's hung like a black rhino?
Yeah, yeah. Well, she's, you know, girls aim to please. I mean, she says that that's not the case.
Oh, really?
So,
if you're going to believe her on the, if she's going to tell the truth on the hurtful things, then believe her when she says he's got a small pecker. You know what I'm saying?
At least for my own pride, right?
No. Here's what I'm saying. Women usually, once they're telling the truth, they're just telling it. Here's the reality. Women aren't really smart enough to lie effectively. They're just not. Once in a while, you get one of these crazy real estate women who wears too much eyeshadow and can lie her ass off constantly. But they're in their 50s. Like, 21-year-old chicks really have difficulty lying. They're not good at it. And if they're gonna tell you the truth about Sergeant Slaughter, they would tell you the truth about what was between his legs.
Yeah.
That's it. So
yeah, this whole thing. Ramon
is turning everything. It's like, well, if it's an ugly truth, he believes it. If it's something that would be flattering, he doesn't believe it.
But whatever, it doesn't help him with his dilemma.
I don't even know what his dilemma is.
This is like primitive man. We're talking to primitive man, at least the primitive side of Ramon, and that is, another man has touched my territory and caused it to experience things that I'm not able to get her to experience.
You're a wise man, Drew. I know that.
Therefore, I'm beside myself with frustration, and I'm not up to that. My phallus is not magical. My phallus is not up to
the
job.
This is not about your pecker. Let's focus on the caller, okay? And we'll talk about your schwants off the air, Drew.
Well, let me add this.
It's become a forum for your penis talk, Drew. That's
what Ramon's up against.
I know, but Ramon said he's given her
multiple orgasms. No, he's given her one. He's
given her one.
Bring her to orgasm, but this guy brought her to had an extraordinary experience.
That changes everything.
Hold on a second. Drew, stop reading the screen. Is that because he didn't say that?
Is that true?
What's that?
Is that true? That you can only give her one orgasm?
Supposedly, I give her multiple orgasms.
Oh, okay. No,
all
so it's
right.
Different.
True. Just stop being wrong, would you?
Well, so what's the problem with this other guy?
I don't. I'm hanging up 10 times on Ramon for wasting our time. One hang up. You know, in the mafia movies when they keep pumping the bullets into the guy?
Yeah.
He's clearly dead, but they just finished a clip. That's what I did with my hang-up on
Well, no, maybe Ramon's orgasms that he was giving her weren't as good as Sergeant Slaughter's.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah, but he's going to worry about that, he can drive himself crazy, and he's going to end up breaking up with her anyway.
That's
so
primitive man.
How can he quantify what's as good? He's giving her multiple orgasms.
She's also with him now.
I don't think he is.
And whatever.
He was sort of alluding to it being maybe one.
He said he's giving...
He just wanted to get on the air and tell everybody that he gives his girlfriend multiple orgasms.
Yeah, Drew, right now everyone thinks you're wrong. They want them to know you're wrong.
I don't care.
Ramon, everyone who calls the show, they're like a loose tooth that hurts that I can't stop flicking with my tongue. I can't stop it. I can't help it. I know it's wrong, Ramon.
Yeah.
I don't understand. You're giving her orgasms, yes or no?
Yeah.
And you're giving her multiple orgasms?
Well, I used to give her multiple orgasms, but now she insists on waiting and just having one big one.
Okay, so you give her one big orgasm. You're way ahead of the game. And the big problem is that another guy was with her before you?
And I gave her, and she said the sex wasn't that good, but she got off multiple times. And so I'm conflicted on how she can say that, and it still not be that good.
All right, but listen, here's the thing, everybody. First off, don't do the orgasm math with the ladies. The ladies are so screwed up, they have sex dreams where the people don't have faces.
That's right.
We know exactly who. We have dreams so we can get to people we can't get to normally. You guys have dreams, you're looking at a blank Etch-A-Sketch for a head.
It might not be a person.
It's like, who was on? Who was it, Brad Pitt in his gladiator outfit? No, he had no face. What? It was erotic. No face? Yeah, I don't know who it was, but it was very...
What did he look like? I don't know.
He was an amalgamation of all men. Shut up. I'm banging chicks I know at the office and stuff. Like, that's why we do it. Imagine, no head. Besides, how are you going to get oral if they got no face? Can be oral?
No, it's like the Pink Floyd, you know, like the wall, you know, those people.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they look like.
Yeah.
They still have, you know, mouths.
Okay, all right. Now they got
it's
a
not
mouth.
A face. Yeah.
They're not even clear that they're people, some of them.
It was a presence. The presence went down on her in her sleep. Oh, please.
Yeah, okay.
Don't sort this out. Ramon's 22. He's got a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Got a lot of energy.
So his thing was, how could she possibly be having a bad sexual experience with multiple orgasms?
Okay.
Not all orgasms
are the same, though, right?
I know. That's what he's saying. The orgasm math with women is very, very...
Don't break it down.
It's not logical.
Okay.
No, you know what it's like? It's like when when I gamble on football, I'm like, well, the Ravens, they killed the Browns last time they played, and now this team beat the Ravens, so they're going to destroy the Browns, and the Browns win. Yeah.
Wait, can I do the math. Can I say one thing? I think I can clear this up really easily. I've had sex with my girlfriend, and we've had multiple orgasms, and then we've had sex, and she's had one big orgasm, and that was better sex than the sex.
Oh, really?
She had multiple orgasms. Yeah, it happens. I think that you can't really gauge the different varieties of sex and how good it is. So I think you're fine, man. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah, he's just obsessing over guys that got there before he did, and that's what you do when you're 22.
Yeah, it's primitive man.
Jamie?
Yes.
You're 23?
Yes. I have a problem with my mom.
Yeah.
She, I've had problems ever since I was really small, like since my parents got divorced. And like, I recently discovered that she, this whole time, is addicted to painkillers.
What do you mean, this whole, what do you mean by this whole time?
Well, like, basically since I was, like, 14, I've known that she was weird. I just didn't ever know, like, why, because she would act very strange, and she would get really antagonistic and mean. And so, I mean, I've been going through this my whole life thinking that, like, maybe she was, like, schizophrenic. I mean, I never knew until I talked to my aunt, like, a week ago.
Okay, so she's...
Here she's addicted to painkillers. She's been institutionalized twice to try to get off of them. Mm-hmm. And so my whole family is pretty much, like... okay, we're done. Like, we're going to do the tough love thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of all alone trying to figure out, like, what to do.
Why are you all alone? Your family's unified. And,
well,
and you've got to be part of that front. You've got to be part of that leverage that gets her better, or else she's going to die of this disease eventually.
So what should I do? I mean, should I...
You stay with the rest of your family. You follow... Everyone stays together. You must have a completely unified front.
Yeah, live together.
Whatever position one person takes, everyone must take the same position. And whatever that position is, you should be checking with, you should be an Al-Anon and checking with a sponsor.
So I have to do the tough love thing too?
Would you listen to Drew, Screwball?
Sorry,
your mother's, going to...
Jesus Christ. Well, put the phone up tighter.
Your mother's will eventually have serious problems from this condition. The only thing that can leverage somebody into treatment is loss and the encouragement of people that she cares about. And if you continue to cave in to her, whatever her demands are, whatever her manipulations are, you're participating in the problem.
Okay.
And you're adding to the, you know, you're moving her towards eventual fatality here, really.
And she's not in any program right now?
No, absolutely not. She's, like, pretty much antisocial.
Yeah,
Jamie,
you must go to Al-Anon. You must get a sponsor. You must work the steps. Without that, you are not going to be able to withstand this. You've been the pawn of her disease since you were a young child. That's really who you are now, is this sort of the object of manipulation that is
exactly.
the product of her disease. And the only way you can step out of that is if you have support of other people.
Where does she get her drugs, by the way? Like, hey, you know, 50-year-old woman, how do you score?
Three different doctors.
Really?
Yeah,
she has three different doctors. It's very bad.
Easy. I work with a doctor. I can barely get any Ambien. Which reminds me, Drew, I got a score. Come on, buddy. You got any samples in the car?
No.
Dr. Drew, you think that I should just move out and get her help that way?
You go to out. Listen.
Are you? You're living with her.
Oh, yeah. I'm moving out. I'm transferring soon school. So, I mean, I'm moving out soon. I just didn't want to leave her all alone to, like, rot, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's her decision.
The problem is you staying there is guarantees maintaining her disease.
Well, let's put it this way. She's got 10 years of this under her belt.
Yeah. And she's managed to maintain it because you've been there. The family's been there to support her and catch her when she falls. You've got to go to Al-Anon. You've got to get a sponsor. That is the only solution here.
Right.
Al-Anon.
I mean, you can get a therapist if you want, but you can go immediately to Al-Anon.
My family was the same way, by the way. It's just tough love, you know.
Yeah.
Except for
no love.
No one was on drugs. There was this way toward college and that kind of stuff.
I thought it was no love in your family.
Yeah, it was a little love. Just you know, you can't enable. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Start paying for college. You know, you got a troublemaker. Kid sits around, becomes like a cat, just waiting by the back porch, wanting some free milk. You know what I'm saying? Drew, do not enable your kids by paying for their college. They got to learn to pick themselves up by their own thong back. I like that modified, because I don't think people wear boots anymore with straps.
You're right.
They don't.
There's no boot straps.
But everyone wears a thong.
That was like Civil War, but people still wear underpants and thongs. You know what I mean? Or say by your own Nikes or something. I think a lot of these things, I think like a new broom sweeps clean and picked up by your own bootstraps and, stitch in time and burn the hand. And they need revisions. You got to work on that, Drew, because you don't hear kids dropping these things anymore.
No.
And a lot of them just they're antiquated.
Old-timey.
They're old-timey. They remind the kids of old people, and that scares them. So they don't have any. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They say stuff like duh and no ass. And whatever happened to No S. Sherlock? That was a good one. Did you guys have that one? You know what I mean?
Absolutely not.
I had no idea what you were talking about.
I never heard that ever.
Well, wow. Well, you got to take the word ass.
No S. Sherlock?
Well,
like your Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah. You got to take the word ass. Like,
no S. Smart guy.
Well, no, hold on. Drew. You got to just make sure the S.
Yes.
You understand. You got to say the entire word.
The alliteration there.
I know some old-timey ones, and I've never heard that before.
Well, that one's medium time. That's not old time.
Yeah, it's like 10 years old, maybe.
You don't know, Chris, you know No S? Hold on. Drew, what's going on?
I can't believe that's weird. Lauren?
I've never heard it, ever.
Never. Anybody
in
the other
really?
No Sherlock.
Oh, yeah, of course I have. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. See, the S was screwing
you. I was not paying it. I was like, what are you talking about? Sorry. Yeah, of course I've heard it. Okay, I don't know the radio thing. See, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm not used to it. Of course I've heard that.
All right, thank you. Now, what about you? Chris.
No.
I don't know what that was.
Chris, when is the tunnel going to be complete so you can get to your house without actually going outdoors?
I was checked out for a minute, so I apologize.
I knew you guys knew the S. Yeah. I also knew that us assuming you knew the S didn't sound right.
Yeah. It didn't sound right. It sounded like
thing.
It's old.
I'm not
its
used
own
to the
thing.
Censoring. Yeah, I really did have its own little ring to it.
Well, I'll tell you what makes it easier. Replace. Let's take the S and just take the word sheet, like a lawn, like a sheet. On
that's
your bed.
Better. Yeah. I would have got that.
I can say that, Anderson, right? No? Like a laundry sheet, like a fitted sheet. So you
that's
say
totally
no fitted sheet, Sherlock.
Yeah, just say no sheet, Sherlock, and then you know what we're talking about, right?
Yeah, totally.
There we go.
Chris, still? No? Oh, now? No. He's got nothing. 27, lives at home.
He's thinking about the towel.
$10 an hour, everybody.
That was actually popular when we were little kids.
Good. Nice. How did you know about the tunnel?
Chris,
did you tell him?
Yeah, I know he doesn't want to see outside. He doesn't want to experience any outside world, so he's digging a tunnel to his mom's house. Now, does your mom have a basement you can tunnel into, or do you got to go up through the subfloor?
No basement.
All right, 27, living at home, everyone.
Thank you.
When are you moving out?
When you give me money.
All right, I'll give you $5 to move out. No?
His mom needs it, remember?
Maybe that's 5,000. Right. She needs him to fill the hamper and eat all her food.
I know
I sound like a prick. April?
Yes.
You're 22?
Yes.
What's up?
I'm kind of sharing my boyfriend with another guy. I don't know if this
You're doing what?
Or what. Sharing my boyfriend with another guy.
Sharing,
I guess you could say that. And well, let me first explain. In the beginning of a relationship, I've been dating this guy for about a year and a half.
All right, hold on a second. Her phone line is horrible.
Yeah.
And she's pretty bad. It's hard to tell who's worse.
The phone or her.
Yeah. All right, so April, here's what we're going to need you to do. Do you have a better phone you could get on? Do you have a landline you could get on? Everyone, and by the way, here's the deal with this show. Your best phone should be used when you call this show.
It can't be a portable phone.
Pretend you're going to a funeral or a wedding. You know, you're one of those guys that has one long sleeve shirt. This is the time to put it on.
Yeah.
I like the guy, by the way, at the funeral or the wedding, who's wearing the V-neck velour shirt, short sleeve, but it's the best he's got. And you think to yourself, not one long one in the closet, huh? Nothing? Not just, you know, it's a good white trash move, the nice sweater. Got a nice brand V-neck sweater. That's like the funeral and wedding attire. Yeah.
Tennis sweater.
It needs to be me. All right, I'm going to try April one more time. April?
Yes.
Oh, a little better.
A little better.
Okay, so you've got a bisexual boyfriend.
Yes. In the beginning of the relationship, he told me that he was bisexual. I accepted it. I was actually fine with it. I have no problem with it. And
you should.
I kind of opened him up to be more of himself.
What the hell does that mean?
Huh?
What the hell does that mean?
Well,
I'm thinking cheek spreader when I hear opened up the bisexual guy. Like,
No. I let him, I guess, go into the side of that he wanted to go into the
some sort of weird fetish or
going
something.
Going for guys and going on to that side, and well, he
so
met.
So he's saying bye bye to heterosexuality.
Yeah,
basically.
He's gay or he's a disaster.
Yeah.
He's just no, not exactly.
Sure, he's a wreck, and you're screwed up too. So what's up?
Not that screwed up.
Yeah, you are. Yes, you are. And let me just say this because her phone's. I'm going to have an epileptic seizure if I got to hear that tick again on her goddamn phone. Here's the thing. This sort of feeling like, hey, man, I'm hanging back. I'm comfortable with my sexuality. I'm letting my boyfriend explore his sexuality.
That's a ruse.
We swing. Yeah. I'm not uptight. I'm not. No, it's all BS.
That's
you're
total
mess.
BS.
You're screwed up.
Yes.
Thank you.
That is whenever people go into that rap, it is exactly that.
Him explore his scene. He wanted to be with fellas and kind of find his sexual bearings. Who am I to impose my will on his?
As somebody who's not listening to your feelings at all.
Right.
If you listen to your feelings and trust them even a little bit, you'll realize that you are hurt, you are enraged, you're having all kinds of horrible feelings, because those would be normal when people engage in this kind of chaos in their relationship.
All right,
that's what my other friend said.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, so where's your dad? What did he do wrong?
Huh?
Your dad.
My dad?
Yeah,
he
screwed up. What happened?
What makes me screwed up?
What? You're screwed up because you would be attracted to a guy like this.
And then tolerate this in a relationship.
Yeah. So
actually create it. You help create the band.
Well, there's intimacy issues here.
Intimate? Like how?
Like your dad left you.
Yeah,
or your kid,
somebody left or disappointed or died or something.
What?
I had a great childhood. I have a great high school year. I don't see anything that would...
Where's your dad? Where's your dad?
I live with my dad. It's a happy home.
Where's your mom?
My mom passed away.
Well, we said somebody left,
April. Yeah. That's all we're saying.
I said somebody died, actually.
Yeah.
Wow. Sad. Now, how old
was
were you?
You? Yeah.
17, I think.
And what happened?
Kidney failure.
Kidney failure. Was she a cocaine addict or something? That's the first...
Diabetes.
Woman or, what?
Diabetes.
Diabetes. So that must have been tough to live with that. I mean, she must have had been going down for a long time.
Actually, you know what? It was actually, I believe it was the medication that triggered her death. The nurses,
April.
Yes.
A woman that age with diabetic kidney failure dies. That's the natural history of kidney failure in a diabetic that gets that severe kidney disease at that young an age.
Yeah, but are they supposed to put a person on dialysis when it's working 50%?
They go on dialysis early because they die readily. Yes, they go on dialysis very early.
Okay.
And they wait for a kidney as quickly as possible, and often they don't get there.
Hold on, you a real doctor or just a love doctor?
Yeah. So April, she must have, listen.
My theory is she killed herself after talking to April on that phone.
Here's the deal. That means that she didn't take good care of her diabetes in all probability and had long periods of sort of rebellion against it.
Really? You sure?
I died in her 40s of kidney failure. That usually means in adolescence they just had horrible, horrible problems with their diabetes.
All right. Yeah. Okay, so mom dying, pretty heavy thing.
Very
heavy.
Very heavy. And to live with the illness your whole life, so that's heavy stuff.
All right.
And if you didn't think that didn't affect you, you better think again.
And, yeah, by the way, we can go from ideal childhood to mom died when I was in high school pretty quickly on the show.
Right, but you see how ridiculous that denial is, how profoundly distorted your perceptions are?
All right. So, anyway, look, I feel sad for your loss.
It's awful.
But there's a reason why you're with this guy.
And it
needs to be looked into.
Yeah.
All right. Yes?
Yes.
Maroon 5 here tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191, Maroon 5 here tonight. James and Adam joining us. And what we should do is take a phone call and then hear another song.
Perfect.
All right, let's talk to Kelly, who's 22. Kelly?
Hi.
What's happening?
What's up?
By the way, all of our callers should sound exactly like Kelly.
That's right.
Really?
On the ball, clear clarity
lucid.
Of the phone, lucid.
Oh, well, thank you.
Enthusiastic.
That's my girlfriend's.
We don't care what you have to ask us. It's all
okay.
Fine.
Okay. You want me to just talk to you?
Yeah, just talk. Will you?
Yeah.
All right.
Great.
What do you want to talk about?
What'd you do today? Yeah.
So, okay, can I ask?
Wait.
Well,
what'd you do today?
What was your day like?
Oh, what did I do today?
Yeah.
Okay, I went to work, and then
what to do?
I work in an office. I do admin work.
Oh.
Nothing to be excited about.
What kind of work?
Administration.
Oh, admin.
Admin.
Admin stuff, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'd rather have your job.
You'd rather be on radio?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I'd rather be on... I mean, do I have the voice to be on radio?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you do.
And
hook me up.
You could talk to you.
Kelly, we're going to make you a star.
That's right.
Yeah,
a radio star.
I'm all over it.
Yeah, do you want
to... No, I want her to teach classes on how to be a caller on Loveline.
Yeah.
Why? What's up with that?
I'll tell you why, because here's how it usually works. Go ahead, Drew.
Okay, this is Stu, 29, from Carson City. Stu.
Huh?
What's going on, Stu?
Who's this?
It's Adam and Drew. You got a question for us tonight?
Drew? Adam. Yeah, I got a question for Adam. Where are the Chuggies? Yeah. Give a shout out to my peeps in Carson, man.
You know what?
What's up, Squeak?
Let me do the caller. You be the interviewer.
Now you got to ask some questions.
Okay. So what are you calling about, Stu?
I'm calling a love line.
Yeah. Okay, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, is this Drew?
Yeah. What's going on?
Can I give a shout out?
No. What's your question?
Oh, man.
Adam, you have way too much energy. You're too clear.
I'm trying to slow it down. Put something over your mouth.
Put some clothing over the microphone. There you go. All right, good. No, stand back by 6 feet.
Who's this?
Okay, here we go.
Is this the track, Drew?
Yeah. What's going on, this dude?
Oh, man, my nards hurt.
Really? When did that start?
It started, like, in my groin.
Yeah. But when, how, this has been going on for how long?
It's going on, man, it feels like 100 years, man. When your nards hurt, it feels like every second feels like
I know it feels like 100 years, but how, in human out terms, how long has it actually been going on? In terms of calendar days.
How old am I? My nards hurt, dude.
Oh, they've hurt since the last time you were with your girlfriend?
Right? She's just Drew.
Yes.
My nards are hurting, man. Yeah, well, they got hit.
Ah, how long did they get hit?
It was like...
Last time you played soccer?
When I played softball last time.
Last time you played softball.
I shouldn't have pitched.
Yeah.
I should have put my beer down.
When was the last time you played softball?
Oh, man, I'm in a league.
Ah.
We play all the time.
And so when was the last time you played?
Especially.
When you got hit?
Well, last time a game was scheduled.
Ah, okay. When would that be exactly? How long ago? How many
days?
Saturdays. Saturday's game.
We always play Saturdays.
Okay, so Saturday you got hit in the nose.
No, not last Saturday. Oh, normally play Saturdays, but we got rained out last Saturday.
So,
yeah. Okay, yeah. That's how it goes. Yeah. On and on and on, trying to figure out when a guy got hit in the nuts.
Yeah. We got Kelly. Let's go
now
back.
We got Kelly. Yeah. Kelly?
Hello?
Yeah.
Such a I'm back. There.
Yes.
Okay, so are you ready for my question?
Sure.
Okay. I've been dating this guy for about 4 months now. And we have a pretty good sex life. And I really like giving him head. Can I say that on the radio?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and thank you for asking.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy doing that. It's fun for me. I enjoy watching him, like, get off on that. It really turns me on.
Yeah.
However, I don't know, like about a couple of weeks ago, and I'm cool to try new things. I really like to experiment and explore. I don't have a problem.
Be careful.
With
that. You know, that always sets our spidey senses off. When somebody says, I'm cool.
Right. You're cool.
Letter talk.
I'm just trying to kind of prove a point here because this last thing that he asked me to do didn't make any sense to me, and I think it's kind of stupid, and I can't really get into it. Uh-huh. He said to me that if I'm giving him head and there's certain vibration with it, like a voice or like a humming, he wanted me to hum while I was going down on him. And I
How old is this guy?
He's 24. Huh. He's two years older than me.
Wow. And what did he want you to hum?
It didn't matter.
Bonanza theme?
Trying to swing a banner?
I hope not. I was doing the Indian chant while I was doing it.
What do you guys think?
Do you guys think that really
helps?
I think it's
BJ's no improvement on that. Yeah. All
no.
the mints,
if he
all
wants
the humming.
Vibration, get a vibrator.
See, that just proves my point. That's
wait, Kelly, if he wants a vibration, get him a vibrator.
A vibrator?
If that's what he's looking for.
I can put both of them in there, can't I? Can I say that on the air?
Yes. Yeah.
I don't mean necessarily. You know, this shape like a phallus necessarily, but something.
It doesn't matter, right?
Any vibrates, that's what he wants.
No. Listen, I think you're doing the idea that you give this guy copious amounts of oral sex and that your attitude is
enthusiastic.
Second to none.
Yeah.
Is enough.
In fact, it sounds sort of. It to me, it makes me worry about this guy that he has to up the ante. for someone who's really available to him and enthusiastic.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's almost like he's got to punish her for being... I wonder if he's got a little bit of that in him.
Mm-hmm.
Is he... How would you describe that guy?
He's looking a gift whore in the mouth. I mean, he's getting plenty of oral, and yet he's...
I don't think it's not that big a deal, though.
To me, it seems like he's demeaning her a little bit.
Really? Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Here's why big deal. You don't want...
It's not a big deal, but it's a subtle kind of like, what's he...
Yeah, but I've never asked for that before, but I've heard of it.
Really?
It's never crossed my mind.
And by the way, isn't it a distraction when you're trying to get a BJ and you're hearing the humming?
I don't know. I'd like to do that stuff, and I'm
if you don't want to do
willing
it, just don't
to
do
try
it.
Anything if it's going to help or enhance or make it different from somebody else. Why not?
I do. I make girls hum Maroon 5 songs.
Yeah, me too. Well,
do you? Maybe I should try that.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, if he hums a Maroon 5 song, it feels extra good.
Yeah, let's. Right. By the way, the next song we're going to play is called "The Harder to Breathe." It's sort of
interesting.
Apropos, yes. Because one could have difficulty breathing and humming and blowing simultaneously.
Now that you've mentioned that.
All right. Yeah? You queued up there, Chris? I remember a little Maroon 5 song called "Harder to Breathe."
How dare you say that my behavior is unacceptable? So condescending, unnecessary, or critical. I have the tendency of getting very physical. So watch your step, because if I do, you need a miracle. You know very well I want you gone. Not fit to fuck at the ground that I am walking on.
Everybody, got Adam and James here from the band. What happened to the applause, Anderson? We used to play
that.
Song? Yeah,
it was a great song. I was just recueing from the cuss word that I had to cut.
Oh, okay.
From the effing.
All right.
Oh no, he's saying funkin'. Oh,
yeah,
that's good. That works.
It's in the liner notes.
We can funk until the dawn.
Is that? I thought that was Anderson talking to him. Well, take a little break. Now let's see. Where's random guys? Oh, Meredith. Hold on a second. Meredith?
Yeah.
You're 22?
I am.
You have sex with random guys?
sex with random guys. Yeah, my friends. You do. Yeah.
Your friends?
Yeah.
Okay. How many?
How many? 6 or 7.
Mm. Over what period of time?
Not a long time. I don't have intercourse with them. It's more just fooling around.
Mm. Oral sex?
Yeah.
Wow. What was that? Where was that just sort of casual, random,
the
throwaway
friends,
oral?
Friends with benefits.
It's like he sprung for an appetizer. He bought a 7-layer dip. I'm not really into him. I'll give him a quick BJ, just take the edge off. Keep, you know.
It's become a lot more casual.
Oh, man. Yeah. I know. It's great. Well, by the time, by the time your kids hit high school, it'll be considered like a greeting. Like shaking hands.
That's documented, right?
Yeah, that's documented. Actually, it will be a greeting.
Yes, they'll be like bonobo monkeys.
Yeah, they'll be actual.
Include some sort of humping.
Hi, how do you do? There you go. Thank you. And ladies,
how do you do,
gentlemen? I mean, guys and girls, just oral.
That's a fine. How do you do?
Sure, because it really, it just couldn't imagine it getting more casual than it already is.
Yeah,
the idea. Like, when I was in high school, the idea of a girl giving a guy a BJ who she wasn't really that, you know, she wasn't really that into. You know what I mean? Just like
hadn't been having sex with for months already.
Yeah. Yeah, it was actually
way
was, down,
after
was
the
down
sex,
the road.
Downstream from sex.
Yeah. You know, once in a while, you heard about some guy got a BJ, like, on the first date or something. So I was like, huh? What? What happened? How'd
so
that
what,
happen?
What happened? When did that? When did out? That turn? What was...
About 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
And soon why?
As I think word got out that I pulled out of the game. And
time.
When
bring
Carolla
it
left, the BJ party started. That's how it worked. They're all waiting for me to leave. Like sort of a anti-surprise party. Is he left? Is he gone? It's not he's coming up the driveway. Be quiet. It's like he's gone. All right. Let the blowing begin. He's gone. Oh, wait a minute. He forgot something. He's gone back. Everyone, pull up your pants. And start hugging. Okay. We're going to take a quick break, then we'll get back with Meredith after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. James and Adam here tonight from Maroon 5. Songs about James. Name of... had a little jump in there. Name of the CD. And there you go. We'll get back to Meredith, who's 22. So Meredith has some casual relations with some of her friends.
Yes. Casual relations with friends, yes.
Right. That's
and what, what is your question?
That's exactly what I said.
Oh, sorry. I have a question about anorgasmia.
Yeah.
What is that, Drew?
Unable to have an orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering what sort of physical things could attribute to it, because I seem to have it.
Well,
physical things.
I mean, medical things?
As in, there's not really been anything psychological in my life that would cause this.
Well, some women, a lot of women at 22 just don't have them.
Right. You have to kind of work it out with somebody you really care about. You have to kind of... What?
Yeah, like a dentist.
You know what?
I mean, it's total anorgasmia with everything, with other people, with myself. Everything.
Yeah, but have you ever been in love?
Yes.
And in that relationship, did they have a sexual component?
Yeah.
And did he try oral sex, that kind of thing with you?
Yep.
Yeah. How much oral everything. Sex was attempted?
Quite a bit.
Quite a bit. And
quite
nothing.
A bit.
And never had an orgasm, like, in the tub alone?
Nope.
Hmm.
Yeah, and with the oral sex with the guy you really cared about, did you get close?
Were we close? Did I get close? Oh,
close
yeah.
Close to the orgasm with the oral sex.
I kind of get halfway, and then it's just like, all right, I'm done. You can stop now, because it's not really going to go any further.
Yeah, but why? How do you know it's not going to go any further?
It's just sort of, it doesn't work, and it's just kind of, instead of a pleasurable feeling, it's just sort of annoying, and I just want to stop, and I'm done. Right.
Are you on any medication?
Just a pill.
The birth control pill?
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
I'm on Organon. You're set?
Okay. That can do it, you know. That can
really?
Yeah, that can knock your drive down pretty good. Have you ever tried being sexually active without being on the pill?
I went off of it for about 4 or 5 months because I'm also losing my hair, and I thought that might be the case.
Was it during the time you were with that guy you really cared about? And nothing.
Still having nothing. Nope.
Losing your hair.
Yeah, losing my hair.
And you have no medical problems?
Nope.
And were you sexually abused growing up?
Nope.
You sure?
I'm positive.
And do you feel things down there? It's not like you're cut off from it. You actually feel sensations.
No, I get turned on. I engage in sexual activity. It's just when I get to the end of it, it just nothing happens.
Are you a Mormon?
No.
Oh, okay. True. How about a vibrator?
How about that?
I have four or five.
Four or five?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't use them all at once.
No, I can't use them all at once.
You get what we call bottleneck.
Well,
jams up in there.
I predict you will sort of grow out of this.
Yeah.
My prediction. Yeah, you keep working at this. There are books out there. You're actually one of the few people that I recommend those books to. But there are books out there that sort of teach women exactly what to do, some things to try, and maybe even to teach your boyfriend that he can do to help you out.
Well, you giving BJs to random buddies is certainly
not
going to shake a piece of orgasm fruit off the tree.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got to get with one guy. Give the guys a little bit older and a little ugly. He'll work. You don't want some pretty boy. Pretty boy, lie down. Get busy. But you get a guy who's a little bit homely. They focus. They work.
They work hard.
You know what I mean? They got a better ethic.
It's true.
And use a little oral sex on you. Maybe incorporate the vibrator. Shake it loose. But that's going to take a little while. And Meredith is one that's, you know, legitimately doesn't have orgasms. Well,
yeah.
Most people we talk to, it turns out they got molested.
Right.
It turns out they have a medical condition. It turns out they can have it through oral or when they're alone or in the tub.
Or they're 17 and worrying about it. And she may just be delayed in terms of this whole thing.
How about the tub? Hey, Meredith, have you tried the tub water, you know, running the water on you?
Yep. And the hot tub jet.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, suicide.
Keep at it. Oh. This will come around, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you.
Yeah.
I bet you. But I think the particular pill you're on is working against you.
All right.
I think you may want to get a pill. If you're going to be on a pill, get a little higher estrogen dose pill. That might help you out a bit.
Mm-hmm. Bo?
Yes.
You're 25?
Yes.
You went to an AA meeting tonight?
I did.
Your first one?
Yeah, it was my first one. Just
I drink to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I realized that I needed to start doing that because there have been some adverse effects. So
good times.
All right.
I definitely have problems. So
what's up?
I guess what I'm curious about, I went to AA, and I'm not a religious person. And, you know, there's a little bit of religion in there. And it kind of makes me feel uncomfortable because I guess, like, I believe they mentioned, like, the third step is giving up your life to God,
Well, it's giving up control to a higher power. The problem with being an alcoholic is that you want to control everything. As my therapist once said to me, she said all of her patients are a piece of S. They feel like a piece of S around which the whole world revolves.
Mm-hmm.
And that whole business of keeping the keeping the world revolving around its axis because you're in control of it and you're hypervigilant about it and you're focused on it, as opposed to just letting go and having faith that things will be okay. That really is the fundamental principle that's operating.
Because
different meetings have more or less talk about God or religiosity. You got to find a meeting.
Stay out of the black neighborhoods.
It goes
because it's going to be a revival going on over there. Like tambourine playing.
The whole idea is you make meaning of that in your own way.
Okay, I was wondering if there are any, you know, like AA. It was positive, and you know,
There are things like rational recovery and SRS and stuff. Yeah, but
I don't hear about it.
They really end up being the same thing, and they're just a better community and a better, more sophisticated, better outcomes typically with 12 steps. So
just
go and just make whatever meaning you need to make of those third steps.
Don't be stuck up, all you atheists.
Yeah, I wish they should not call it God and just stay with the higher.
Unfair.
Yeah, the higher power concept is the one that just gives people a notion. This is just something to give them faith that they can let go safely of control.
Right. Yeah. All right. Let's see. She's by herself. Even though that time is that. All right, Renee from Alaska. Renee.
Yeah.
What's up?
My problem is whenever I have sex, I never have an orgasm. I've never had one.
Mm-hmm. During intercourse?
Yeah.
All right.
That may never happen.
But you have it during oral sex?
I've only done oral sex once.
Okay. Well, that's...
Hold on. But as usual, now, here's the question. Did she have an orgasm? Well, we'll never know.
No.
No, you did not.
But that's where you're going to be able to, is through that kind of activity. Because most women do not have orgasm during intercourse.
Yeah. Think oral sex.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. You depressed? You okay?
Yeah.
Yeah? What's going on? What part of Alaska do you live in?
Anchorage.
Mm-hmm. And why? Why are you there? Your dad couldn't handle society? People seem... Let me tell you how people end up in Alaska. They're fleeing.
They're running away.
They're running away
from their... They all say that, too.
They're running from their past.
They're from yeah, whatever yesterday was the past.
Yeah.
Whatever happened yesterday.
I like to run from my future.
Yes.
I really, the past I'm cool with. It's the future I'd like to avoid.
No, they people will tell you. They say up there, everyone has a story.
Ooh, everyone that's very good. Yeah. Renee?
Yeah?
It's how did you end up in Anchorage?
I was born here.
Uh-huh. What's your dad do?
My dad, I've met my dad like 3 times. He lives in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Was your mom trying to get away from your dad?
No, he just left when he found out my mom was pregnant with me.
He left Anchorage?
Yeah, he was living here, and then he just left and went and lived with his family in Texas.
Hmm. What got your mom to Anchorage? It could take all
my grandparents moved here because my grandpa was in the Air Force.
Okay, there we go.
All right. Well, not so much fleeing.
Yeah. Right. But a story, nonetheless.
Oh, always a story. Yeah, I'd say Alaska, and lots of parts of Nevada, like Vegas and Reno.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you don't want any guy ends up in Vegas. Like, what happened? Meth deal went bad. Got some guys looking for me in New Jersey, and I just wait till things settle down just a little bit. So I'm driving a hack out here.
And then Florida too.
Florida's too.
That's some sort of
S gutter.
Yeah.
Florida and Nevada.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Well, that's the show, everybody. I want to thank Maroon 5 for coming in, especially James and Adam for showing their pusses. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thanks
guys.
For having us, guys.
Songs About Jane, everybody. Go out and get it if you haven't already. And, guys, we'll see you soon whenever you're touring, whenever you're coming through town.
Can I say one thing?
Sure.
We have a show on July 17th at Irvine, or I believe now it's the Verizon Wireless.
Yes, Verizon.
Amphitheater, so please come and see us, everybody.
Oh,
John Mayer.
John Mayer. Sorry.
Oh, excellent. Can't go wrong with that. No, that's a 1-2 punch.
Yeah.
We'll take a little break, and until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Stephanie, no children, right?
Yeah, we don't have any kids. How come we have kids? He never made love to me. Hello?
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.